She went out into the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
I can't sleep. It's getting dark. I think I'll take a walk on through the Northside Park. I don't feel afraid, 'cause it's night. I know my friends are waiting for me in the light. The lights in you.
Gary's in the park, and you know I'll be waiting for you. Gary's in the dark, and you know I'll be waiting for you.
Darkness makes me feel like I can't find my way back home. I don't feel afraid, 'cause it's night. I know my friends are waiting for me in the light, the lights in you.
Gary's in the park, and you know I'll be waiting for you. Gary's in the dark, and you know I'll be waiting for you.
I could spend the whole night thinking about it.
It's so cheerful, yet kind of creepy at the same time, like I'm being stalked. But that's Gary Wilson with Gary's in the Park. And Wilson was a long-lost experimental musician who released his debut back in 1977 called You Think You Really Know Me, which I actually just found in the library here. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. That album didn't do well at first, but picked up a cult following, and after a reference in Beck's 1996 single Where It's At, Motel Records went to seek where Wilson was in seclusion. And it turned out he was working at an adult theater and then playing weekly keyboards in the local jazz lounge in San Diego. After You Think You Really Know Me was re-released, Wilson started recording again, and Gary's in the Park is off his 2004 album Mary Had Brown Hair. And his most recent release was last year's Lisa Wants to Talk to You. Hello. This name of the show is Radio Free Gak on UBC's Marvie campus radio station here, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC. We're online through CITR.ca. Just give a big shout-out to Long John Tanner here. And it's unfortunate that we only get to hear you for like another month or so. Is it true? Have you been preempted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the next 2 weeks we're preempted, yes.
That's right. So this was the special February show.
That's right.
Okay.
It was a wonderful show.
Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
That's sorry.
Later, John. That actually was him. Anyways, yes, my name's Gak. I'm not quacking like a duck, and I'll be here with you until 9 o'clock. The phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. And you can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Tonight I'll be featuring some score work by Alexandre Desplat, and he is the third nominee for Best Original Music Score in this year's Academy Awards, and that's for his work in David Fincher's film The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. But first, in tribute to the passing of the brilliantly named Lux Interior, who unfortunately died last week due to a heart condition at the age of 62, here's Lux with his wife Poison Ivy and a little band of theirs called The Cramps, and this is off their first album from 1979, Songs the Lord Taught Us, and this is Zombie Dance.
Yeah.
And there, from Toronto, we had, what are they, the Toronto Collective, known for one of the major geographic regions near Georgian Bay, there on Lake Huron. That was Bruce Peninsula with a short song called Satisfied, and you can find that on their album. A Mountain is a Moth, and you can find that through the Escape Goat label. They do have longer songs, and listeners in Toronto can see the 10-piece band in action at the historic and wonderful Horseshoe Tavern sometime in March. I used to work across the street from the alley there, from the Horseshoe Tavern, and I always saw the tour buses pull up and all like the CBC station vans was trying to air to broadcast there. And before that, we had Miles Benjamin Anthony Robinson and Woodfriend off his self-titled debut. And with that, he had some recording help with some of the members from Grizzly Bear and TV on the Radio. And we started off with the Cramps with the late, great Lux Interior, and that song was Zombie Dance. Reading Ringbrow, aside from being a classic book show for kids hosted by LeVar Burton, is also the name of this next act, a Philly duo big into lo-fi. They're on it about three or four different labels, and I don't know exactly where this song comes from, but it's on MySpace, and it's called Feral Kids on CITR Vancouver.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, that was DuckTales, spelt not like the Saturday cartoon, but like the actual tale on an actual duck. That song was Beach Point Pleasant, and they're a New Jersey act. You can see it this year's South by Southwestival Festival in, did I just say South by Southwest Festival? Yes, in Austin, Texas this year. And for DuckTales, that's we actually heard the latest from Black Dice, and that is off their forthcoming Repo album through Paw Prince Records, and the song was Glazin' by the Brooklyn Noise Machine. Listen to Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM in the Terminal City. El Guincho is the work of Spanish musician Pablo Díaz-Reixa. And from his most recent album, which I thought was from 2007, but we actually have it in the playlist here, so I could be wrong, but the album's called Alegranza. And here is some of the car crash pop that El Guincho is known for. What we'll listen to is Palmito's Park.
For my latest basket of cheers, here it goes, baby.
Thank you.
Chirpy number there, and that was done by High Places, and that song is From Stardust to Sentience. They're another Brooklyn duo. What? No, they are. Actually, they are, because we did play another Brooklyn band before. Hey, I'm on top of things. So that's Rob Barber and Mary Pearson, and they've toured with Abe Vigoda and Deer Hunter, and you can find that song off their self-titled album that came out through Thrill Jockey last year. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Live Nation presents Lamb of God, playing on April 8th with special guests Children of Bodom, As I Lay Dying, God Forbid, and Municipal Waste at the new UBC Thunderbird Arena. Tickets are on sale at livenation.com, Scrape Records, and all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge online or by phone at 604-280-4444.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
That wasn't nice. Oh, wait, maybe it was. Who knows? Anyways, my name's Gak. This is Radio Free Gak. It is 8 o'clock Pacific time. For the cabbies out there driving and taking care of things, thanks for the guy who called up and talked about the cramps for a while. Just started stewing some envy for me, and it's too bad that we won't be able to see Lux Interior live again. Hopefully Poison Ivy's able to do something. But safe driving out the roads there, cabbies, and for those of you who prefer the jazz stylings of a former cabbie, well, Gavin Walker will be up at 9. So here's another band from Brooklyn. Their song Fake Empire was used heavily by the Barack Obama's campaign last year, often precluding the introduction of now President Obama. And from the Virginia EP from last year, here are The National with You've Done It Again, Virginia. This is Radio Free Gak, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Get him out of the car. I guess mama's boys only go so far. He went in and put a record on to make it sound like someone was home, and thanked yourself for pouring yourself a drink. Try to figure out and laugh yourself to the shower. Burn yourself alive and join the monster squad. They say in this place you can't reinvent yourself. Well, you've done it again, Virginia. Made another masterpiece while I was dreaming. How does it feel to feel like you? Brilliant sugar, brilliant sugar, brilliant sugar, turn on. Drink of water is all you ever want. to wish it'd be fun and moving. She can't talk to people right, you can't tell a story. You're tall, long-legged, and your heart's full of liquor. Me and everybody just ice in a glass. Try to figure out and laugh yourself to the showers. Burn yourself alive and join the monster squad. Say in this place you can't reinvent yourself. Well, you've done it again, Virginia. Made another masterpiece while I was dreaming. How does it feel to feel like you? Bring sugar, bring sugar, bring sugar, turn over.
Tiny Things by Vancouver's gritty blues duo The Pack AD. And you find that number on last year's album Funeral Mixtape out through Mint Records. The ladies will play the Railway Club next Sunday and again on February 27th, amongst some other dates in the British Columbian pseudo spring. And before The Pack, we had Anya Marina with After Party at Jimmy's. You've probably heard some Marina songs on shows like Grey's Anatomy and The Real World, but I haven't. Not to condone or condemn those shows, since with media homogeneity right now, the easiest and surprisingly most successful way for new bands to promote themselves is through television soundtracks, because, well, will commercial radio or Much Music MTV show you anything new? Very rarely, but on independent media, such as, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, well, more often than not. And then we actually heard from The National beforehand, and they have a new song included on a compilation called Dark Was the Night through 480 Records. And this compilation is another addition to the series from Red Hot, where all proceeds go to AIDS research. Artists included on this compilation include the North Pornographers, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Kronos Quartet, Beirut, and this duet with Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie fame, and Feist. We'll actually listen to an old song from Feist afterwards, but here are Ben Gibbard and Leslie Feist with Train Song on CITR Vancouver.
Traveling north to find you. Train wheels speeding, wind in my eyes. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. Call out your name, love, don't be surprised. It's so many miles and so long since I've left you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles that it won't be long. Nothing at all in my head to say to you. Only the beat of the train I'm on. Nothing I've learned all my life on the way. One day our love was over and gone. It's so many miles and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what I'll say when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. In a dressmaker shop in Greece, the pins stick like tongues on poles or butts in an ashtray. Lunchtime packages waxed and wrapped and held. Down on the
dusty road inside an apron fold. It's cool to love your family. It's cool to love your family. It's cool to love your family. He takes the power to a different place. Say, hey, he's okay.
Just Feist by herself there, or at least with some sort of band. And that's off her Out of Print 1999 album Monarch, and the song is Family, or It's Cool to Love Your Family. And before that, we had Feist duetting with Ben Gibbard on Train Song from the Dark Was the Night's compilation out next week. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
On February 8th at 8 p.m., the Chan Center and the Push Festival present New York City's avant-garde ensemble, Bang on a Can All-Stars, part rock band, part amplified chamber group, performing works by Brian Eno, and from Sonic Youth, Thurston Moore. And on February 15th at 8 p.m., the Chan Center and Kickstart Disability Arts and Culture present Waits, a live performance with Lynn Manning, a riveting one-man play told by actor-storyteller Lynn Manning about how his life changed forever when a bullet shot in a crowded Los Angeles bar robbed him of his sight. The show opens with BC singer-songwriter and recent Canadian Aboriginal Music Award winner Krista Couture. Tickets at Ticketmaster, student ticket pricing available for both shows. For more information, visit chancenter.com.
All right, that is coming up just under a week from now. And for these are some other concerts happening in the Metro Vancouver region over the next few days, so please stand by for these listings. So on Wednesday, we have Licky Lee with the Wild Birds and the Peace Drums at the Commodore, and then on Friday, same venue, Murder City Devils with Past Live. On Valentine's Day, we have Opown, Diadem, and Aaron Reed at St. James Hall, and that night, Glory Days have the Good News at the Biltmore. Cool Keith will be at Richards on Richards on February 17th. The next day, the 18th, we have DDMMYYY with Sylvie and Twin Crystals at the Biltmore. The next night at the Biltmore, we have Helio Sequence, and that's the 19th. Same night, we have You Say Party, We Say Die with Hard Feelings at the Yale Secondary School, and that's an all-ages show. Some of you I know are going to this, and it's sold out already, but that is David Byrne playing Brian Eno at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, which starts at 7:30 sharp. But also that night, we have A.C. Newman and Dent May and his magnificent ukulele at the Biltmore. And then at Celebrities, we have Steve Aoki and Paul Devereaux. At the Pill Pub on the 24th, we have the Annuals, another sold-out show at the Vogue. It's in all ages. That's February 27th, Anthony and the Johnsons. On February 28th, we have Hard Feelings with the Defectors, the Beelines, the Parallels, and they're at the Peanut Gallery. There's a lot of plosive consonants there. B-B-B. And at the Biltmore, Cain's Weapon and Thunder Heist will be with Glory Days. At the... On March 12th, we have Simeon Mobile Disco at the Commodore. On March 13th, we have... And you'll notice by the Trail of Dead, and there'll be a Richards on Richards. The Sadies have two nights at the Biltmore, starting on the 13th. They're with Julie Dwarol, and then they'll be joined by Rich Hope. And then on March 18th, we have Plants and Animals, and guess what? They're at the Biltmore. So there's just a handful of listings that are coming up over the next few weeks. There are more out there. I'm sure you can find them in your local papers, including something like from the Discorder as well.
I'm Becky, and I host This Side of Monday on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It's on air alternate Mondays between 6 and 7:30 p.m. and online at citr.ca. I play all kinds of music, independent, local, but I don't even know how to describe it, so I had my friends do it for me.
And it is the cutest pandemonium I've ever heard in my whole life. It's got lots of new music from around town.
Becky Sandler's radio show is like a giant squid hugging three bears in a meadow.
Becky's show will make you happy every time you hear it. It's just too cute and funny.
It's like playing the game of life and sucking on a red lollipop at the same time.
Did I mention cute pandemonium?
Thank you.
living a prison. A family of prison. We are side of your heaven. Just forget by.
Before the Speak and Spell, we heard from The Quiet Village, and that song was Pacific Rhythm, which you can find off last year's album called Silent Movie. A recent film that had some dialogue and, more importantly, music was The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, David Fincher's latest film that's up for 11 Oscars this year, including one for Alexander Desplat's Best Original Score. And Desplat will be this week's feature on Radio Free GAC as the third of five composers profiled as part of the Academy Award nomination scores. That is just a short 2 weeks away, so I'm sure there's some last-minute politicking going on right now. Ballots are being stuffed, Chad's being knocked over, whoever the accounting firm, I'm sure they're busy as well, too. So, Alexandre Desplat, he was born in Paris to a French father and a Greek mother who met at college in California. And he scored for both French and Hollywood films, and he's got over 100 films to his credit thus far. What we'll start off is we'll listen to a few of his other works for film first. Starting off with the score for the forthcoming Canadian-French co-production called Afterwards, known in French as Et Après. Here is Alexandre Desplat with The Wonder of Life. This is GAC. This is CITR Vancouver. Thank you. From the soundtrack to L'Ennemi Intime, we heard Trahison, and before that, The Engagement, from Jonathan Glazer's spooky film, Birth. And then we started off with The Wonder of Life from Afterwards, all composed by Alexandre Desplat. Desplat was nominated once before for an Academy Award. In 2006, his score for The Queen was one of the five selected, though he eventually lost out to Gustavo Santaolalla's soundtrack to Babel. His work for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button would then be his second, and he faced a challenge in keeping the music gentle to make sure the audience was further put off by accepting the idea of a man, the titular character, Mr. Button, played by Brad Pitt, aging backwards, as he was born an old man and lived his life in reverse. Desplat explored simple motifs and then rooted it with a Louisiana jazz sound, which provides the main setting for the story. The actual second disc on the soundtrack to The Curious Case of Benjamin Button features a lot of great vintage sort of hot jazz. You'll hear a lot of Duke Ellington and some Louis Armstrong as well, too. However, we'll focus on the first disc here, and we'll start off with Postcards from the soundtrack to The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And then we'll listen to a series of other cues. Ooh, we'll go as long as we can. These are all by Alexandre Desplat, and you're listening to CITR Vancouver. All right, in order, we started off with Postcards Before Leading to a New Life, Love in Her Mask, Mr. Button, Alone at Night, and right now what we're hearing is Stay Out of My Life, and then most likely I'll talk long enough that we'll soon hear soon Some Things You Never Forget. And all of these are part of Alexandre Desplat's Oscar-nominated score to David Fincher's film The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Oddly enough, this is Fincher's first Oscar nomination for Best Director, which is mostly attributed to his more intense films of the past, like Seven, Fight Club, and Panic Room. The film is loosely based on F. Scott Fitzgerald's story of the same name, and it's been planned as a film for decades, having a wide range of stars and other talent behind it over the years. Fincher was able finally to get the production rolling by demonstrating how he, using CGI, like computer graphic technology, could have Brad Pitt age semi-realistically, and that allowed the studios to commit, and apparently enough of the Academy of Motion Pictures loved it to the point where it has 11 chances for a little Oscar statuette. And if you pay close attention to the beginning part of the film, apparently Brad Pitt's head, or at least an aged head, is modeled onto two older Vancouver actors. I forget if they get credit or not in the film, but that's what it is. And that's it for this week's Radio Free GAC. Next week will be the last of the profiles, and I'll include the fourth Oscar-nominated composer, James Newton Howard, and that will take out the bulk of the show. Well, not the bulk of the show, but at least the bulk of the profile for his work in the film Defiance. But there is a fifth Oscar-nominated composer, and that is Thomas Newman. I played a whole bunch of WALL-E soundtracks before in 2008, just around the New Year holiday. But there's a couple songs left to play, and as well, too, there is one other Oscar-nominated song that needs to be heard, and that's from Peter Gabriel. Also, next week, I know David Byrne's into town, and I'll see if I can dig up some of his score work as well, since the former Talking Head has done a lot of film production work. If you missed any of this week's show, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. You can go either to the CITR website, which is www.citr.ca, or mine, which is www.gak.ca. We'll close off this week with Ghost Hunter, an album or EP you can apparently download for free from www.archive.org. All high-bit 320-bit MP3s. And so it's released through Enough Records, and the song that we'll listen to is In the Early Months of the Emergency. Stay tuned. In a few minutes more, you'll hear Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show with 3 hours of fantastic jazz. So all you cabbies, he's coming up soon. Someone else might pop up at midnight. Not totally sure. We're still sort of getting a feel for who has that part of the schedule, but if not, the next time you'll hear human voices then will be Arthur and Andrea, and they'll wake you up at 6 a.m. with Pacific Picking. I'm Gak, and I'll be back next week. Take care.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable, 101.9 CITR.ca on the web. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.